For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just give him a call or go to unlock.com.
Call 1-888-780-6854 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Use the money for home improvements, to pay off debt, or to add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com. Or call 1-888-780-6854 now to get started.
For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Besiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
You know, all this talk about Earth Day, it seems like this gets to us and most of us end up having a guilt trip every so often, about once a week. They say that on average, once a week, Americans experience an eco-guilt trip. That's about 48 days a year. And this is kind of a bum deal for us to be. We carry way too much information around with us to be worried about.
I have so much other guilt. Earth is not one of them.
Well, here are some of the things people feel guilty about. 31%, or about one out of three people, say they feel guilty about wasting food.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I do. I will say I look in the fridge at stuff that's gone bad, and I think to myself, man, I should have somehow eaten that.
I don't save a lot of the stuff in my fridge because it gets stinky. So I try to eat it all at the restaurant. But where I fail is when I go to my pantry, and there's a ton of cereal boxes in there because I bought them BOGO. And I'm like, there's some from, you know, 2 or 3 years ago. My kids call me out. They're like, hey, this is expired. I'm like, hey, those Fruity Pebbles, they'll last for at least 5 years over the expiration date.
Those preservatives in there. Yeah. They're just going to make them last for at least another 8 years.
They get chewy.
I have to save those for me because they will call me out.
Why do you buy that far in advance?
Because you're in the grocery store, you're like, I can eat four boxes of Fruity Pebbles.
You think in your head that like, oh, wow, this is a great deal. I know that we're going to eat this. And then you don't eat it.
Or your kids will stop eating. They're like, oh, we love those. Buy those. Yeah. So you buy four boxes. Yes. All of a sudden, next week, they're like, I'm not into those anymore. And I'm like, exactly. What happened? So wasting food's a big deal.
Sounds like you have a lot to feel guilty for.
Well, I don't feel guilty about that. I just eat those Fruity Pebbles.
You just blow bubbles with that Fruity Pebble. Yeah. It's so chewy.
Chewing gum. It's extra crunchy.
About one out of three of us feel guilty for trashing items that could have been recycled. I don't feel guilt over that. My wife has all the recycling set up, and sometimes I'll be upstairs and I'll just throw my plastic Coke bottle in the garbage because I don't want to go downstairs to the tub. I don't feel guilt over that.
Well, okay. You don't feel bad about making your wife do it?
Well, she isn't doing it. It just gets thrown away instead of put in the tub. I don't think you understood.
See, I don't know why I do. Ever since I started recycling, especially cans or boxes of stuff, I can't throw it away. But when I go to a friend's house who don't recycle, I toss everything in there. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah, I feel like I would feel guilty, or I do feel guilty whenever I'm cleaning out things. And I'm like, nobody is going to want this. It is literally trash. So, but I'm like, I still kind of use it, but you just need to throw it away because nobody else is going to want it.
Yeah. How about this? Like when you're driving through the neighborhood and you see the people with the recycling bins and the people without,
Well, I don't judge them because I do not put mine out but about once a month because it doesn't fill up fast.
If it's trash day and you see, oh, they only got their trash can.
Ew.
That has honestly never occurred to me in my life.
You don't think about that?
Not even a little bit.
Okay, yeah.
I notice it, but I don't.
Yeah, that's why I got a recycling bin, just so people wouldn't judge me. I don't use it, but I roll it out there every week just to make people think that I,
Yeah.
Wow. Talk about image casting.
That's funny.
All right, one out of four people feel guilty for leaving the TV on when they're not watching it. I'll tell you what my new guilt is, and I've actually started to change how I live for this, is walking away from the sink when I'm brushing my teeth and the water is on.
How about showering when you got to let it go for 10 minutes to get it good and steamy?
I don't let it go 10 minutes. I let it get warm, but I don't let it go that long.
All right, two minutes?
I don't know, whatever it takes to get warm. Mm. But I used to walk, I brush my teeth. I'd walk out into the bedroom to do something while I was brushing my teeth, and I'd leave that sink on.
Yeah.
And now, for some reason, I feel guilty when I do that.
What makes me mad is when the kids first go to school, and the teachers teach them about that.
Yes.
And then you're brushing your teeth, and then your toddlers or your kindergartners or first graders come home like, hey, you're not supposed to leave that water on.
Right? And they shut it off.
And then they become a teenager, and they leave the lights on all the time, and they take about a two-hour shower.
Oh, and Tom, going back to the TV real quick, that's my emotional support TV.
As you have a vest on.
I turn it on when I get home from work, and it stays on until I go to bed. And I'll even go grocery shopping or go meet friends.
Leave it on.
And it's on while I'm gone.
It's your safety blanket.
I don't know.
But how much energy are you really wasting with that?
Probably a lot of TV.
Really?
I mean, if it's on.
Okay, but how about a light bulb? You leave a light on.
I don't turn any lights on.
Depends on what kind of light it is. If it's one of those LEDs, they're not supposed to be that bad.
Okay.
All LEDs.
Mm. But say despite all these changes, people still wish they were more environmentally friendly than they are today.
Yeah.
Now, when are people most likely to do something that isn't environmentally friendly?
Vacation.
When they're rushed or stressed.
Yeah.
But vacation is a good answer, too. You go somewhere else and they don't have it all set up for you. Millennials and Gen Z are more likely to feel eco-guilt than older folks, maybe because they've grown up with more of this, the sky is falling fear.
Yeah.
It also might be because, like, the older folks are like, I ain't going to be here anyway, so it don't matter.
Oh, no. Or the older people are like, you know what? We have been stressing about this for way too long, and everything's fine. We're just going to, it's fine.
Oh, yeah. It's fun. I have conversations with my son about all this stuff and global warming and everything, and he thinks I'm crazy.
Yeah, didn't you say there was something way back when that says something's going to happen by this certain year?
In 1989, the UN, the United Nations, posted a thing. It says we have until 1999 to solve this or it will be too late.
Wow.
And then in 1999, they said, you know what? We got 10 years to solve this or it'll be too late. And they've been doing that since 1989.
Yeah.
I have it on my X page. That is my pinned post is in 1989 when they said that if we didn't solve it by 1999, it was too late to fix it.
Listen, there's always going to be problems.
But honestly, if the world were like an apartment that we were renting, we wouldn't get our deposit back.
No, it'd be gone.
But sometimes you don't care.
Yeah.
You'll trash that apartment before you leave.
It ain't worth cleaning up.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Megan Eby is hanging out with us today.
Hey.
Fill in for Tori while she's on maternity leave. You know, a lot of parents always say that they didn't really love each other until they argued for the first time, and it was love at first sight.
Never heard that in my life.
True love is being able to look at someone like, you are so painfully wrong, but you know what? I love you.
It usually takes about the next morning to be like, oh, okay, no, I do love you.
Okay, well, here are some hilarious dumb fights that all healthy couples have. So think about your last dumb fight you had with your spouse.
Uh-huh.
One of them is, where are we going to eat? We talk about that one quite a bit. Where you want to eat tonight? I don't know where you want to eat.
I'm not married, don't have a spouse, but friends.
Okay,
friends will call and say, hey, we're coming to get you. Be deciding. I'm like, you just decide on your drive over.
I got you beat, Kato. I can have that argument with myself.
Same.
What do I want to eat? Yeah. I don't know.
That's true. I'm getting to the point where nothing
sounds good.
Or good.
Okay.
And when you eat it, you're like, oh, I've been craving that. Had Crystal Burgers a couple of weekends ago in Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like,
good.
Oh, these are going to be great.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, after about two of them, my stomach started cramping up. I'm like, well, I won't eat those for a long time.
Okay. That's weird because usually it takes me like at least several hours for my stomach cramps up after those.
Dumb fights all healthy couples have. The thermostat, that's an easy one.
Gosh,
we don't even have to discuss that. Mm-hmm. When most of the time the girls are too cold, is that it?
It's freezing in here right now. If I could, I would turn up the heat right now.
You know what? My wife and I used to get along great on the thermostat, and something, I think, I don't know what happened. They had the kids, and her thermostat changed, and mine didn't.
It's the
and
kids.
Now she's always wandering around complaining about it.
But explain to me why, when the air is on and it's 73 in my house, for instance, I'm freezing. But when the heat is on and it's 73
it's
in my
hot.
House, I'm comfortable.
Yeah, it's weird. Our bodies don't
weird.
Make sense.
I don't get it.
Okay, hilarious dumb fights all healthy couples have. What to watch on Netflix or whatever you're streaming. You're trying to figure out, what do we want to watch?
I mean, I usually am the one that picks it. I'm the picker-outer of the movies.
So he doesn't care as much? Your husband's name's Adam, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
So, okay, I'm a very passive watcher, too. Like, even with if the kids are watching something, like, I'll just go ahead and watch Teen Titans again. I'm all right with that.
See, that to me isn't a problem because there's so many ways to watch stuff now that if she wants to watch something I don't, I just grab an iPad and watch something different.
But not while you're watching something together to bond. A lot of times that's how couples bond. Yeah. They want to watch the same thing and talk about it.
Yeah, well, apparently if Adam doesn't want to watch whatever I'm watching, he just gets on his phone to play poker or golf or whatever. And I'm like, get off your phone, we're bonding.
I have a friend of mine.
What are you doing?
I got a friend of mine, same thing. He says his wife's always on the phone and he wants to watch the show together.
Yeah. It's a bonding experience.
Doesn't sound like it.
It's a fight.
Okay. Here's another dumb fight all couples have, healthy couples have. You always or you never. They say don't use that, but a lot of couples do just because they want to do that. You know, here's the one that will win that fight. You never pick up your socks or whatever.
But I never do anything wrong. It's always him that needs to change, okay?
Yes.
Listen, this is a family, and you need to change. I'm doing everything perfect, so step up.
Well, but they say you always do or never do is the hilarious, desperate, last-ditch effort that ends in this. You're laughing at yourself like, okay, you know, you're right. Sometimes I do pick up my socks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like because you both can look at it and go, okay. Another thing is the cuddle-tickle fight gone wrong.
Hmm.
You're sitting there, you're having some fun, you want to do a little tickle fight, and before you know it, you know, one of you ends up crying. You know, because you've gone too far with a tickle or someone toots on you.
We don't have those kind of fights.
Well, Tom, honestly, I couldn't imagine someone tickling you. Like, ha, 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 ha.
Gucci, Gucci, Gucci.
Are you even ticklish, Tom?
Probably, but I wouldn't like it if someone did it.
Yeah, I can't say I've ever had that fight with Adam, a tickle fight or anything like that.
Really? How about when you guys were first dating and stuff?
No, I am very ticklish, so I probably would like kick him right in the throat. Maybe I don't know.
Oh, love!
It's love. It's love. I ticklish and I'm like, oh! It's like an innate thing that I do. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't think I was alone on that.
Okay, so here's another dumb thing that we do, I guess, as couples in a healthy relationship is. But I'm so comfortable right now. It's like one of you might go up to use the restroom or, you know, go get something to eat. And then you come back like, or you might be both watching something on TV. You're like, I'm so cozy. You know, and this blanket just feels so good right now. Do you mind go getting me a bag of chips?
Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah. Can you go get that remote? I left it over there.
And the thing is, each of you are waiting for the one to get up.
Yeah, I know.
So because you got something you need, and finally you're like, I'm just going to get up and get what I want, and then.
And I'm so cozy here.
Will you run downstairs?
I always end up needing something as soon as Adam sits back down, and I look at him, I'm like, please. And he's like, ugh.
Can you turn on
the fan? Doesn't he?
He always
does. See, that's the way I am. That doesn't cause a fight.
Yeah, it's never a fight. He just does it.
All right. Fights that all healthy couples have, music in the car. Okay, so you had no idea you married somebody that's a skipper and is listening about 30 songs in about 10 minutes because they're trying to figure out, you know, what I want to listen to. And you want to just duct tape your radio.
Yeah.
Or when I have a good song that I like, I'll listen to it five times in a row.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
Not wrong with that.
But you wouldn't make someone suffer through that, would
No,
you?
You know what? I'm trying to think. If I have, normally if I have anyone in my car, the radio's turned off. We're talking.
Okay.
Listen, I am a partier in the car. Like, I want the music full blast. I want to sing. I want to dance. It is literally a party. But then I've married this old man, and he's like, turn it down.
Now, you say old man. How much older than you is he?
He's like 4 years older, 3 years
four,
older.
Four, three?
Okay. Yeah.
That's so, not that much older.
No.
So a long trip. Let's say you're going to Charleston.
Oh, I want to rage out. I want to listen. I'm going to listen to all 2005's pop music.
Okay. How long does it take before he says, hey, can you just give me a break? Like, will he listen to it for 30 minutes?
I mean, no. He will turn it down. And then it's like me and the girls will look at each other and like, oh, daddy's being grumpy again. Grumpy old man.
Well, I guess maybe you need to take separate cars next time.
Maybe. Tie him onto the roof. But then who's going to drive?
That actually doesn't sound bad.
The wind
just
in your hair.
Just get up there on the roof and relax. Not have to hear all the complaining and fighting and the talking.
It would be neat to have a little area up there. Just put the kids.
Well, in this case, it looks like it's the husband. Yeah. But.
Listen, I'm cracking up. Y'all are literally considering this.
Well, yeah. It's kind of like the bed of a pickup truck.
Right.
We've done that before.
Yeah,
or
there
an
you go.
RV. It's just a second floor to your sedan.
Perfect.
So if you're driving to Charleston, like, do you mind if I get in the back of the pickup truck the rest of the way?
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're going to talk a little bit about dating. Not dating now, which can be challenging, but dating in the past, which was absolutely absurd.
Okay.
as much as we think things are tough now, it is so much better than it was, say, in the Victorian era.
Yeah.
So some things that you had to experience whenever you were in the Victorian era. First of all, you had to talk in secret codes.
What's that mean?
Well, they had these beauty marks called moosh that were the little brown or black dots that looked like a beauty mark.
Yeah.
And, okay.
Uh-huh.
But they were press-ons. And they would put them in different places on their face to signal different intentions.
Uh-huh.
And you had to know this code.
Okay.
They said that women who would put these black velvet patches on their face, they could create the impression of impishness if they stuck them near the corner of their mouth. If they wanted to flirt, they put it on their cheek. If they had a beauty spot inside or beside the eye, that would mean that they were in love, and a spot on the chin indicated playfulness. So there was different clues you had to know from where they put these beauty marks.
It's kind of like Lee press-on moles.
Yeah,
like,
literally.
You're going to put a little dot on my face, and they had to know the secret code.
If they had mustard on their lip, they just had a hot dog.
Well, that wasn't a beauty mark, though. Sometimes you had to talk through a tube.
What's that?
A tube? You know what a tube is?
No.
It's like a tin can with a string.
Okay.
Tube.
It's,
if you were a Puritan in a colonial America, you are often not allowed to be alone with your potential mate.
Wow.
However, they came up with a courting stick, a hollow tube about 6 feet long, which they would talk to each other while keeping their bodies at a safe God-approved distance.
That's kind of funny. I mean, you know, because
so
you want
weird.
To put a little distance in. Well, it's Puritans. We're talking about, you know, these people are very focused biblically, so they didn't want to, you know, hold hands. And so you can talk through a tube.
I mean, does it say in the Bible not to hold hands?
No, I'm just saying back then, you know.
No, it doesn't. And they were kind of crazy, if you ask me. This is kind of crazy, too. Bundling. In the 18th century, apparently people were sometimes given rare moments of privacy with severe limitations. Bundling was where the couple would actually sleep together, fully clothed, tied in a sack with a wooden board placed between them.
Wow.
What? Okay.
The idea was to allow them to talk and get to know each other without risking actual skin-on-skin contact.
So they're wrapped up in like a potato sack.
There you go.
I've heard about those races, which is kind of fun, but not like sleeping in a potato sack.
But listen, if nobody's in the room with them, like who is to say they didn't get out of the potato sack and move the board?
They might have had a monitor.
They were tied up. They probably had a tough time getting out.
What if you had to go to the bathroom?
That would be awkward.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully you could like ring a bell or call for help.
Yeah.
Can't you just sit and talk at a table like during the day?
You would thought, right?
Well, okay, but this is back. I mean, hundreds of years ago.
I mean, so, I feel like people sat at tables hundreds of years ago to get to
did.
Know each other.
This is insane. This is where people got overly, like, they mixed up their religion and insanity and mixed the two together somehow. Also, the rules of courtship were mind-bogglingly strict. They had to have chaperones in Victorian times. An unmarried woman under 30 could not be in the presence of a gentleman without the watchful gaze of a chaperone.
Dude, what?
Now, if you were lucky, the chaperone might take a nap and you could steal a kiss. Also, women were not allowed to speak to a man without being introduced first, and touching a member of the opposite gender was forbidden except in very specific situations, namely dancing. Like when a man gave a lady his hand whenever the road was uneven was also an exception.
I mean, a single woman under 30 had to have a chaperone? Like, you're a grown woman.
Yes.
Okay, but what...
Hawk seems on board with all these.
But because we're talking, these things happened so many years ago. I mean, dating has evolved to, well, now you date online. But I'm like, back then, you know, you had dads and chaperones and stuff like that.
I guess, but I just feel like that is crazy.
Well, this is why dancing was actually popular ever. Men don't like to dance, but back then, that was the only way they could even touch the woman.
There you go.
So they were like, all right, I'll be dancing.
I'll go and dance.
Get to hold her hand. And then finally, makeup was sickening, literally. In the 17th century England, men could not resist that awesome dead pale look.
Yeah, I remember that.
So women would whiten their skin with a mixture of vinegar and poisonous lead. The side effects included hair loss and muscle paralysis, but gosh, they looked good. And in 1600 Spain, girls ate clay under the impression it would whiten their skin. It also gave them anemia. Mm. In the 1800s, mercury was widely used in makeup, and the first waterproof mascara in the 1930s was made of turpentine. Giving ladies swollen and burning eyelids that no man could resist.
Oh, you got like big burning red eyes bulging out there.
Beauty is pain. And listen, I love hearing that because, like, I mean, I'm into makeup and I love makeup. So it's like nice to hear all of the history of it all and how it tried to kill us.
Well, and the good thing is it's safer now.
I mean, yeah.
Somewhat.
Somewhat.
It still does kill you because don't you feel like when you get home after a day full of makeup, I would think just peeling that birthday cake off your face has got to be more refreshing.
Taking off fake eyelashes is better than taking off your bra, I will say. Like
really?
When you get home after a long day, ripping those bad boys off is very nice.
So they're that uncomfortable.
Yeah, they're not the best. However, like they're not terrible to where you're like, I want to pull my eyeballs out. But sometimes if you get that one little inner corner and it pokes and you can feel it in your soul,
Yeah. Oh. Some of those eyelashes are so huge, though. It's like they are, you know, you, when you take them off, yes. Do you hang them up like you do your bra?
Well,
I'm like,
are they? Look at Tom's microphone with the lashes that I put on him a couple months ago.
Yeah, I got saved.
They're still there.
But I see those girls doing that, and it looks like two butterflies. Oh, yeah. Like, that's got to be heavy on their eyelids, like they're doing weights or something.
And I can tell they're not real.
Well, yeah, we can.
It's still better than the 1600s, apparently. So don't complain. Don't whine about your heavy eyelashes.
All right, all right.
Be doing turpentine on your eyelids.
Oh,
I hear you.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, what does Ed Sheeran, Jelly Roll, Kelly Clarkson, some of these celebrities have in common? Joe Jonas.
They sing.
They sing. That's good. That's good. It's more disgusting than that.
I didn't think that was disgusting.
No. You're rich. Hmm.
They have three nipples.
No, no.
Oh, good guess, though.
No. They have all pooped themselves on stage.
Look, it happens.
Yeah, well, okay.
Does it?
It happens to the best of us.
Now, Cato and I have talked about it. School it happened, but we were in second grade. And Jelly Roll
well,
was...
Well, that's not the only place.
Okay.
Wait, go ahead. No, I'm
and
sorry.
You guys say I did TMI?
I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Okay. So anyway, Jelly Roll was on a TV show and said, what's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you while you're performing? He said, I pooped myself one time. He goes, I did it. I'm sorry. I was confident it was all air, but it was not. And he was on there with Luke Bryan, and suddenly just started laughing. And I guess it happens. We talk with Edwin here on the show. He'll come in sometimes, Edwin McCain. And he says a lot of times when the guitarists go back to back, like with each other, they will have like a tooting competition. Yes. So
back
now
rub.
When you see the guitarists go back to back, you know what they're doing now, thanks to Edwin.
I did not need to know that.
I didn't either. I don't remember him saying that.
I don't either.
No, it must have been a personal conversation you should have kept to yourself.
I might have. Maybe it was while the songs were playing.
I know. Maybe you were riffing the guitars with him.
So you got Ed Sheeran. You know, he's got all these beautiful songs that he has written. So he says at a performance one time, and he goes, it just happened. I didn't think it was going to be that. And he goes, yes. I had to stand still for the rest of the show. I'm like,
the rest of the show?
I know. I would be going, I'll be back in just a second.
Yes.
And a lot of these artists that have done this have gone in to do like a short little clothing change.
You just back up. Yeah. Wait. Yeah. Just walk backwards till you get off stage.
Yes.
Now, I will say, the times that had happened to me, I was young, like 5.
Okay, but you know what? We have been in front of tens of thousands of people, making announcements before, never happened.
Mm-mm.
So Joe Jonas, that was another one. He admitted to this.
Wow.
So that, I mean, it's easy to find online. He says he thought a lot of people would notice. It turns out that no one really did notice that it happened. He says this, though, I choose what I wear now very carefully. I don't wear white anymore.
Oh.
I mean, I think he needs to wear Depends.
Yeah.
I mean,
round ones.
Why are they even telling anyone?
I don't know. Maybe they're trying to make the other, it's like on, what was it, Happy Gilmore with Adam Sandler where he peed his own pants to make the kid feel good.
No, that was with the little boy that.
Billy Madison.
Yeah, Billy Madison.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. So Kevin Hart was scheduled to perform his comedy routine. And he started feeling ill. And he goes, I just pushed it back out of my mind until the last 7 minutes of the show. He goes, then I started rushing through that last seven-minute skit. He goes, oh, no, I can't. It's going to happen. And he goes, I just made the decision. I just looked at these people in the face and just let her go.
I gotta go.
Yeah. I mean, he said, I had a coat there and I tied it around my waist.
But why wouldn't you go? Just say, I'm sorry, I'll be right back.
Or this is the short version tonight. I hope you enjoyed the show.
Yeah, you wrap it up. You only got 7 minutes left.
I feel like it makes them more relatable, though, now that they have expressed that.
I don't know, man. That's just gross.
Fergie, you remember, she mentioned that not long ago.
Now, she peed, though.
She the only pee-peed.
Peeing is a whole different world.
I do that all the time. Yeah, I laugh, and I can't help it. Yeah. I can't help it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of women, once they've had kids, have
right,
that problem.
Yeah.
The thing about this, about knowing this, is I'll never be able to watch them in concert normal
without
again.
Thinking about. Well,
that's all I'm going to be thinking about. What if it's coming? What if it's coming?
Yeah.
Is it coming? Look at that face he's making. He's hitting that high note. Is he going to hit something else?
All right, Wolverine. Hugh Jackman, a lot of people don't know this. He was in The Greatest Showman as well. Just a great voice.
Love that movie.
He was in Beauty and the Beast on Broadway. And he had an unfortunate accident on stage. He goes, it was the end and the big duet was coming up. It wasn't going to be, I wasn't going to be able to hold it. So I thought, I'm going to sing the note. Now, this is not, he just had to use, he had been dehydrated and drank a lot of water.
So he just had to pee.
Yeah, just had to pee.
Okay, okay.
He goes, if I sing this note, I'm going to pee my pants. If I don't, I'm going to be humiliated. Okay. And so the actor, he said, I'm just going to go ahead and do it. And he goes, I was hitting the high notes. And I was like, I'm peeing right in front of these people hitting the high notes on Broadway.
See, I would have just, I mean, he's got a microphone. He could have went to the stall and sang from there. It might be a little echo.
Well,
you'll hear a little water
sound
running.
Good.
But, huh?
Sound good with that little, like a little reverb.
Yes, I like that. But
So that's mainly, there's a whole list of artists. Kelly Clarkson said she had to go and it was not just pee-pee and she had to find a trash can.
Oh, my God.
Yes. I get it. I am a nurse. And so I things happen. Who am I to judge?
Yeah, Katy Perry
but it's
also.
It's pretty rare. I mean, I've never, as an adult, I've never pooped my, well, that's not entirely true, but I've never pooped my pants.
Yeah, you trusted it.
I
may have had
time,
a tiny little oops, but
time.
Never, ever have I just like, I get the impression Jelly Roll was just like, you know, loading up the pants.
Well, honestly, if you think about it, he's on stage. I'm like, you know.
Maybe he was nervous. I don't know. And then they're on tour and they're not eating great. And
was this before he lost all his weight?
That's how
that's
he lost
true.
Some of it.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.